Welcome to You Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each week and invite you to subscribe to and download our podcast. Download and then subscribe. That's the way it goes. Just go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe. You'll get a new show each Sunday afternoon. The show is produced by my team of dedicated student interns here in the Digital Arts Technology Academy, also known as DATA, at Cathedral City High School under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. And as I tell you each week, if you listen to this show, you will not learn just one new thing, but many, many new things, and today is most certainly no exception. I am very pleased to welcome our guest from Rancho Mirage High School, Ms. Kelly Newhouse. She is the theater director at Rancho Mirage High. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And two seniors, Ms. Kira Edsel. She is the director of the upcoming production of Christmas Carol, a live radio play. Welcome, Kira.
Thank you.
Welcome back, because you've been on the show, too.
Last year this time.
Good to have you back. And Miss Serena Freeman, and she is playing the role of Helene Woods in Christmas Carol. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And so, Kelly, how long have you been with the district?
This is my fourth year. I was hired when Rancho Mirage High School opened.
Good. And what did you do before that?
I taught in the Central Union High School District at Southwest High School.
Which is that San Diego?
No, it's Imperial County.
Oh, Imperial County.
Yeah, you go to San Diego.
It's much better
and turn
here,
left.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Of course it is.
Oh, yeah.
So, tell us about your holiday production. Is this now? It's a little twist because you said a Christmas Carol, a live radio play.
Yes, so it is.
It must be a little twist on the traditional.
There is. One of the first, it's the same story, so mm-hmm. It's the same good familiar story that everybody expects and looks forward to during the Christmas season, but in this particular instance, we will be doing it in the round, so we only have a limited amount of tickets every night, and it will be as though the audience was actually a live broadcast audience for a 1940s era radio play. And what they'll be watching is the actors portraying actors who are putting on A Christmas Carol as a radio play. And we have people, so the actors we have are all reading multiple roles. We have a stage manager who will also be operating a Foley table, which is how they used to do all the sound effects. And it's just, it's a really unique, interesting take on a fairly traditional and in some cases kind of boring story. Well, because it's, you know, yeah. Not that the story itself is boring, but it's the same thing every year.
So there's no sets?
There are no sets. There will be some microphones and some tables and a couple of lights that will turn on at appropriate moments. But it's not going to be, you know, we're not going to be in Ebenezer Scrooge's loan shop. We are not going to be in the Cratchit house because it's a radio production.
So does that mean that the actors did not have to memorize any lines? They get to
read?
No.
They do have to memorize lines, but due to the amount of different characters that many of them are playing, we made a deal. And the deal was their actual character had to be memorized so that they could be acting natural and, you know, in communication with the others. But when they're actually performing, as much as they can have memorized, please do. But they will have their scripts in front of them as they did in when they were doing radio shows.
Very interesting. It's kind of like, sounds like the Mystery Theater. Well, so it's an East Coast thing. So if you're not from the East Coast, but We used to listen on a talk radio station like once a week because mm-hmm. we were driving around. My mom was taking a workshop in the city, so with my dad, we were little kids, but we listened to the Mystery Theater every week, and that's what it was. It right. was like that kind of, you know, you knew they were reading, but it was very,
right.
it was
well,
very exciting.
One of the fun things that kind of caught my attention or made me look at this particular production is often on my drive home, we like to listen to radio classics on Sirius.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get to listen to Dragnet and Johnny Dollar and Gunsmoke, all the radio productions, and you get to hear the different things. And it's really interesting because it's funny now because we're so used to seeing everything,
right.
but they have to say, hey, let's walk over to this thing and then, oh, here, pick up this thing and read the note. And it's just, it was really interesting. And it caught my attention, this little twist.
So, Serena, tell us about your part.
Parts.
Or do you have more than one?
Well, I play Helene Woods, and she was actually a little add-on.
Yeah, I didn't recognize that name. And that's why, when you told me that, that's why I said, you doing a Christmas Carol? Because I didn't recognize the name, so.
Yeah, because one of the characters was supposed to play Tiny Tim, and it was easier. I was just sitting in the rehearsal one day just because I hang out in the black box a lot. And I kind of got the role of Tiny Tim, and then we made Helene Woods, and she plays Tiny Tim, a little boy who talks to Santa, and she has a few other roles in like the commercials, quote unquote, of the radio play. So.
And it's interesting that you note that her name is Helene Woods, because actually, although they are doing the characters you know from Christmas Carol, they were all given different names that are 1940s era or 1920s, because they're not children. But they're all portraying these adults with different names. We have Helene Woods, Sally Applewhite is another one of the females. We have Freddie Fillmore, Jerry Jasbo Haywood. So their names given to these pretend actors who are playing these roles. So they get to greet the audience, and they come out portraying Helene Woods or Freddie Fillmore. And at the end of the show, they all announce who they were and who they played again, as if it were a real radio play. They are not themselves. They are actors in this play. It's very much a play within a play.
Mm-hmm. I'm really kind of confused right now, but so...
You'll have to wait to see it.
So, is Helene Woods the actress then?
Helene Woods, yes.
And
she's
Helene
the
Woods
actress
plays
portraying
Tiny Tim.
And,
oh, I see. Okay,
yes.
So that's their act. That's their.
She does the voices.
Yeah,
so I see.
As they're reading, when Tiny Tim speaks, the character of Helene Woods is portraying Tiny Tim.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Freddie Fillmore is the name of the character that the actor is portraying. And then Freddie Fillmore in the play plays Ebenezer Scrooge and Santa.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Freddie Fillmore, that was a name from another show.
Possibly.
It's Greece. A great name. I think it's from Greece.
It could be.
Remember when, was it Greece when they were on a TV dance show?
Yes.
And it was the Freddie Fillmore show. I know that. And if it wasn't Grease, it was one of those 50s,
something like
60s.
That, right.
Could have been Hairspray. One of those was Danny
like, no.
knows. Do you know?
She's going, no.
Was it Grease?
It wasn't Hairspray.
Was it Footloose? It was one of those, you know, 50s, 60s where they danced mm-hmm. on the show, like American Bandstand
right.
kind
I think
of thing.
You're right.
And
that
it was the
Steve.
Freddie Fillmore show. As I remember, I can see the guy in front of me. I just can't remember what show it is. And I digress all the time, but I that was a big one. So, Kara, what was it like to direct this show?
It was a really interesting experience for me, especially I've done a lot in theater, both at our school and just out of personal interest in the past.
And ever since I've started theater, I want to involve myself in it as much as I can. So this has been a really great opportunity to go a step further than I've ever been able to, and not only portray a character or help a production, but get to create the world that the characters are in and imagine the world in my artistic mind and not be limited to a director's suggestion, because now they're my suggestions.
Wow.
And one thing I've really wanted to do is, having worked with a lot of people in the past, I know I want it to be the kind of director that the cast does have a lot of their own creative freedom. I didn't want to become a dictator telling them how their characters are or how to be. I really wanted them to be able to express who they thought the characters were. And there's a lot of freedom in that before they become their characters in Christmas Carol. When they introduce themselves as Helene Woods, I'm not telling her, you're from New York, you're this kind of lady, you're a businesswoman. I've really allowed them to imagine how Helene Woods is and who she was at this time.
So did this script come with the names already, or did you make them up?
They all had names except Helene Woods.
Okay. And it's certainly probably very different from anything that you guys have ever done, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what made you decide to do something like this?
It was in part because we had a very small window of time for this production to happen. Because there was
so many things going on.
Well, there's a lot of things happening in the theater, and we had a bit of a wrinkle with our calendar this year because we forgot that spring break moves.
Oh.
So we had to kind of jockey around where our productions normally happen. So we ended up with a limited amount of time, and so I wanted something that would be familiar because we were going to be heading into Christmas mm-hmm. season. So I said, okay, let's do something familiar with some name recognition. Because of the format, we didn't necessarily have to worry about everybody having every line 100% memorized, because the format with the radio play, they will have their scripts in front of them.
Right.
There will also be some audience participation.
Oh, cool.
Because again, it's as if they are attending a radio broadcast, much like we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the audience will be there, and there will be opportunities for them to applaud, to sing. We'll have some sing-alongs. There's commercials written in that are very much in the 1940s, you know, era format where, you know...
toothpaste or...
Yeah, you know, let's all go for a Pepsodent or, yeah. you know, thing, uh-huh. you know, Pepsodent and the, you know, I'm thinking of Westinghouse refrigerators yeah. and it just looked cute and it looked fun and it looked interesting.
I think it's cool, and I can't believe that we're like 13 minutes in and I did not give the dates for this show, which is really bad. It's coming up pretty soon. It's December 15th and 16th, right?
Correct.
Yes.
What happened to my... Oh, here it is. December 15th and 16th, Thursday and Friday at 7 p.m. And tickets are a mere $7, which is so cheap. But it's less expensive than a movie for...
Yes.
For
mm-hmm. Bring the family.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's age appropriate for all ages.
And it's at the beautiful Helene Galen Performing Arts Center at Rancho Mirage High School. And you can go to hgpac.org, and you can reserve your seats. It's a wonderful thing. You guys were first. The other schools have kicked it up now, and they're doing online seat reservations too. But you guys were first, and I know in talking to Andy.
Yeah, I have to give a shout out to Mr. Andy Eisenman and the SMT crew, who handles all our front of house.
Yeah, I mean, they went to trainings like in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I think it was in Chicago, and they're like the only high school there because it was all colleges. It's very impressive what the box office deal that you have going on over there. And the website looks great. It's been changed, and it looks really great. And you can go on that website and buy tickets for any of the events that are coming up at the Helene Galen Performing Arts Center. We're going to get ready to take a little break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the Rancho Mirage High School phenomena that's going on over there, like performing arts, and how you're able to juggle everything. Because we were talking about Beauty and the Beast, and that's a musical theater university.
Yes, that's an MTU thing, production.
But obviously, you're involved in that. So I want to talk about how everything goes together. Stay sure. with us. You're listening to Learn Something New Every Day. We'll be right back.
From the dealership all the way down your very own driveway, Palm Springs Volvo has provided the safest and best selections for the Coachella Valley with their innovations and technology.
With the latest models such as the Volvo S60, V60, XC60, XC70, XC90, and other wide ranges of service, their dedicated staff guarantees to put customers behind the wheel in the right car, along with great leases and loans.
So come on down to Palm Springs Volvo at 67977 East Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City, located in the Cathedral City Auto Center.
Or contact them at 760-321-6600.
Welcome back to You Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Communications and Community Outreach Coordinator for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each week and invite you to download and subscribe to our podcast. All you have to do is go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe. You'll get a new show each Sunday afternoon. This show would not be possible without my team of very dedicated student interns here in the Digital Arts Technology Academy, also known as DATA, at Cathedral City High School, under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. And I just show up and talk, and they do everything else. And I have no idea what they do, actually. And I probably should learn, but why? Because I have the pros doing it. They run the board. They take what we recorded, and they edit, and they upload, and I don't have to do anything. You guys are fabulous. I love you, Danny. Danny's on the board today. She doesn't have a mic in front of her, but she's awesome. And they're going to have to start training some new people to take this over, because most of my team is graduating. So all of my team is graduating, Danny just told me. So we're going to have to, after we get back from winter break, we'll have to train a new crew, because we want this to go on perpetuity. I think I just made that up. I don't think that's the right word.
No, it's
indefinitely.
There we go.
Because
all of a sudden I got stuck on that word, too.
I'm very happy to continue with our guests from Rancho Mirage High School, Miss Kelly Newhouse. She is the theater director. Miss Kira Edsel, she is the director of the upcoming production of A Christmas Carol, a live radio play. And Miss Serena Freeman, who is starring as Helene Woods, playing a bunch of characters in this production in A Christmas Carol. So once again, the show is December 15th and 16th, coming up in just about a week and a half at 7 p.m. at the Helene Galen Performing Arts Center. And tickets are only $7. And you can even, for $7, you can even go reserve your seats. But the whole auditorium's not going to be available because it's in the round.
Correct.
So it's intimate setting.
We only have about, depending upon which configuration, we have starting with about 85 seats available. If needed, we can expand that up to 100 seats, but we will not have more than 100 seats available
you better get online now and reserve
and
your seats.
The seating will actually be up on the stage itself in the round. So there will be three sides, and the performance will take place.
So are you
in the
creating like
it.
A black box theater within the
sort of
big
it will
theater.
Have that experience, but people will be able to see, you know, the curtains still hanging around. They will be able to see various aspects of the theater stage house itself, to help give the effect of we're in a recording studio or a radio studio.
Mm-hmm. So there is so much going on performing arts-wise at Ranch Mirage High School.
Yes, there is.
And we have the drama department, and we have Andy Eisenman's singing groups, including show choir.
There's show choir, chamber singers, chorale, Lady Rattlers. We have a band, which has the marching band and a spectacular jazz band. They sound amazing. And another small kind of a rock combo set. And we're all in the performing arts. We've expanded again this year to include our visual arts department as well, and we have a lobby display set up of current student art.
Oh wow!
It's really neat. There's a lot.
And if all that wasn't enough, then we also have Musical Theater University, which is not a Rancho Mirage High School program, but it's housed at Rancho Mirage High School. It's a district-wide program.
Correct.
But they just finished with Beauty and the Beast, and you when you came in, you were mentioning that there was some overlap. So what is your involvement with MTU?
I guess the periphery. I've helped with every single show that's in there because I like it. It's fun for me. My husband Ron, who is the technical director of the theater and in charge of the, you know, making sure all the sound works and stuff like that, helps build the sets. He's also this year the production and design instructor for MTU.
Great.
So I'm like a glorified assistant, for lack of a better word, but I have the experience and I enjoy it, so I help put the set together. I'm not necessarily the theater director.
Oh, did I change your title?
You did. You gave me
what is your title?
You gave me quite the bump. I'm a teacher.
Oh.
I teach.
You know
I
what?
Teach.
I don't know
theater.
If any of the theater teachers are really directors, but they all call themselves directors. So what the heck?
I do direct the school productions, with the exception of this one, which is our student direction. Actually, the overall plan is for our fall production to become a student directed production.
Great.
Pardon me, but no, I do direct other plays and musicals. But in addition. That's not just what I do. I teach the theater classes, both the introduction and the advanced classes. I'm also the technical theater teacher, and I teach Tech 1 and Tech 2, and I oversee our student crew, which helps, and they come and work, and Ron and I almost team teach, and it's a really nice. It gets a lot done.
So does... Oh my gosh, my question just flew out of my head. Oh, are there drama or theater students at Rancho Mirage High School that are also involved in Musical Theater University?
Yes.
And how do they do that?
In fact, I would say probably a very large portion of the MTU students. Actually, this year I'm not sure. Last year, the vast majority were Rancho Mirage students. This year, I'm not entirely sure, but a lot of them come, and it's simply because it's at Rancho Mirage,
right.
So it's just, it gets a lot of exposure.
But are they able to, to be involved in both and be in both production?
Generally, not. We have a few of what we call crossovers, and a lot of it depends on what shows are happening when.
Right.
Mr. David Green, who is the director of MTU, we work together very closely to try to make it work for those that who do wish to participate in as much as they possibly can. So it does work if the students want to participate in both school shows, pardon me, and the MTU shows, it can work. It's tough. They're just always there.
They just can't sleep
They sleep. Well, as Serena mentioned, I have a lot of, for lack of a better word, children, that's not the better word, but hangouts. They come and they, because they know I'm there at least until 5:30, and that's if I get out on a regular time. Because I'm working and managing crew, or we're doing building sets, or we're running cable somewhere, or just even doing basic shop cleanup and organization. Because one of my favorite sayings is, after a show has come in or we've taken a strike, which means we've taken everything down and out, I always say that the show threw up in my room, because that's where stuff gets stored. Yeah. So there'll be racks of costumes and there'll be boxes of stuff until things can get organized and put away, which takes a few more days. So they know I'm there, and they come and they, you know, do homework, because we have the Chromebooks available. So they'll sit, they'll do homework, they'll help each other out with stuff. So there are opportunities for them to, you know, rest, kind of relax a little bit without necessarily having to leave campus, because that can get a little tough sometimes.
Yeah. Serena, what other shows have you been involved in?
Gosh, let me think. My first show that I ever did was our first spring show at Rancho Mirage High School, which was Fame. I've also participated in Once on This Island. I'm in show choir, so I've been in all those shows since I was a sophomore, so for 3 years now. And then I was also in Seussical
and
Arsenic and Old Lace, which was my first play at the school. Actually, my first play.
So what's next for you? You're a senior. What are your plans?
I recently just got accepted into Northern Arizona University. So.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. My niece goes there.
Oh, cool.
Loves it. That college has grown like you can't. They booted the upperclassmen off campus for housing because they don't have enough. You know, she's a sophomore, and they told her already, you don't have housing next year. You have to go live off campus. And because they're just exploding. So she's loving it. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you want to pursue theater?
At first I did want to, but I've changed my mind now into English literature. But yeah.
Awesome. Now, how about you, Kara? What are your plans?
I do want to pursue a technical theater degree. I want to specialize in stage management. I have applied to universities. I haven't gotten accepted yet, but working on it.
Yep. Well, they don't always, you know, some of them take their time and you don't find out till the spring, which is really stressful. Like, I think they should be speeding up the process so you know earlier what you're doing. Yeah. My daughter was like waitlisted for law school, and she finally had to accept, you know, somewhere else, because she said, this is ridiculous. It was getting to be like, they said, we'll let you know by August 1st. I mean, classes start like the end of August. Like, no, I don't think so. Anyway, it is what it is, right? So, well, congratulations. That's very cool. What other shows have you been involved in?
At Rancho Mirage High School, my first production was Fame, and I was actually in that one as Miss Sherman. And then next would have been Once on This Island. And then I did Seussical. And then I think I'm flipping the order because it's been a lot.
That's okay.
There's also Arsenic and Old Lace. And Masked Ball, which I was here for last year, that I had the opportunity to write and perform in. And then most recently before this would have been Anything Goes last year. I was the assistant stage manager. And then this is our first production this year. So then this Christmas Carol show, I hope to do the other productions we have throughout the year.
Very cool. And that's a good segue, because Kelly, what do you have planned for the spring?
Toward the end of February will be our spring musical. We are doing Disney's High School Musical.
Woohoo! Fun!
It is. Everybody is really excited, and it has generated a lot of
it's contemporary.
It is.
You know, it's only what? It's probably 8 years, 9 years. Maybe not even that long.
I couldn't even tell you. But everybody's really excited about it. And so that makes it exciting for us. And then we will be capping the year with dinner theater in conjunction with our culinary department. And that's going to be called Dead Men Don't Need Dress Rehearsals. And
all right.
It will be dinner theater in the actual black box. And audience, again, audience participation and a murder mystery kind of a thing.
And Cafe's doing the cooking.
And Cafe is
and
doing the catering.
Oh, that's great. That's the word I was looking for, catering. Oh, you guys are awesome. Good luck with the show. One more time, A Christmas Carol, a live radio play, Thursday and Friday, December 15th and 16th at 7 p.m. at the Helene Galen Performing Arts Center at Rancho Mirage. hgpac.org. Get your tickets quick because there's only like less than 100 seats total, and they're probably close to selling out already, so get your seats and don't miss it, and break a leg, girls.
Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate everything that you do. Kelly, thanks for everything that you do.
Thank you.
Hopefully you get some
back.
Sleep once in a while.
Yeah, I can sleep. I can sleep on vacation.
There you go. And next week, our guests will also be from Rancho Mirage High School, and they are the Rattlers Automotive Careers Academy race. You don't want to miss it. Our podcast is uploaded each Sunday afternoon. Please subscribe by going to iTunes. Look for You Learn Something New. Press subscribe, and please tell all your friends to do the same. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.